proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. The miracles of Jesus Christ extended to not only curing physical infirmity, but to reversing the effects of death. Many unsaved people fear death, regarding it as an unknown realm which they cannot avoid entering. One famous philosopher, for example, on his deathbed is reported to have said, "I am taking a leap into the great unknown." Only two characters in the Old Testament never actually experienced death. These were Enoch and Elijah. The fifth chapter of Genesis recorded how, quote, "Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him," unquote. In the second chapter of 2 Kings, the author of that narrative wrote about how, quote, "Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven," unquote. Every other figure in the Bible experienced death. Even Jesus Christ himself died. As the author of Hebrews put it, quote, "It is appointed unto men once to die." Nonetheless, the Savior demonstrated his power over death by restoring people to life. Whenever he encountered a funeral procession throughout the New Testament, he ended it by resurrecting the corpse. One of the earliest instances of this miracle occurred in connection with an event described in Luke chapter 7. Jesus Christ had just entered into the gate of a city called Nain when he encountered a cortege of mourners. The only son of a widow had died, and many people from that city accompanied the bereaved mother, possibly on the way to bury her son. Luke wrote that, quote, "When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not," unquote. Neither the woman nor anyone in the funeral procession had petitioned him to intercede in the matter. His sole motivation for that statement was his compassion for the woman. The Lord proceeded to touch the bier where the dead body lay. The corpse came to life. Those who witnessed this wonderful work, in Luke's words, quote, "glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us, and that God had visited his people," unquote. That last phrase is especially significant, since it suggested that this miracle caused some in the city of Nain to perceive Jesus Christ as being a special emissary sent from God to the Jewish nation. Matthew, Mark, and Luke recorded another account about how the Savior resurrected a young girl. A man named Jairus interceded with the Lord on account of his daughter, who had lain at the point of death, according to Mark chapter 5, or perhaps had already died, according to Matthew chapter 9. Jairus functioned as a ruler of the synagogue, that is to say, someone appointed by the synagogue's elders, with responsibility to look after the building and its contents. When Jesus Christ entered into Jairus' house, he saw people mourning over the dead girl. He then stated that the girl had not actually died, an affirmation that evoked the scorn of those present. The Lord put these people outside of the building, except for the girl's parents. After taking the dead girl by the hand and speaking to her in Aramaic, she arose and walked about. Jesus Christ commanded the girl's parents to give her something to eat. As proof that the event which they witnessed had really happened, and that it was not a figment of their imaginations. How did her parents react? They were astonished. Jesus Christ charged them to tell nobody what was done. Perhaps he feared that they might become the object of persecution, as Lazarus would later become, because they were the objects of Jesus Christ's miracle. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.